The best drive the Rams' run game had Thursday was 4 Blake Corum carries in a row. Second quarter, 12:04 left, 1st and 10 at the Los Angeles 31 after Quentin Lake's interception. Corum behind the right guard for 5, behind the left guard for 10, off left tackle for 6, off left tackle for 13, 34 yards, 2 first downs, and the Rams were at the San Francisco 35 with a 7-3 lead. 3 plays later, a Kieran Williams run for nothing, an incompletion, and Matthew Stafford's interception on 3rd and 10, the drive was over, and Los Angeles did not score again. The full line: 10 carries, 54 yards, no touchdowns, no targets. 6 of the 10 carries were successful, meaning they gained what the down and distance asked for, and the 10 were worth plus 0.8 expected points added, which is what a play was worth given the situation. 2 of the carries went for 10 or more, both in that second quarter stretch. 2 went for minus 1, both with Nick Bosa on the tackle, 2nd and 1 from the 34 in the first quarter, and 1st and 10 from the 27 to open the 12-play third-quarter drive that ended at the San Francisco 1. The split: Williams carried 11 times, Corum 10, Ronnie Rivers 5, all of Rivers's in the last 3 minutes. 6 of Corum's 10 came in the first half, when the Rams' run game was working, 13 carries for 73 yards as a team, and 4 in the second, when it was not. On the drive that reached the 1, the running back carries from the 11 in went to Williams, and the fourth down keeper was Matthew Stafford's. Corum was not on the field for the ball in the red zone Thursday, or if he was, it did not come to him. Back in June, the preview called Corum a watchlist player. The price assumed a promotion the Rams kept hinting at and never announced, and the show would not underwrite carries nobody had assigned. Thursday assigned 10 of them, one fewer than Williams, with none of the goal line work. That is a near-even split on the carries and a clear one on the important ones, and it is one game. Los Angeles is home to the Giants on Monday the 21st. The number to watch is who gets the ball inside the 10. Data via NFLverse.